Beef production for 2015 and 2016 was lower due to a combination of slower marketings of fed cattle and reduced cow slaughter. Pork production forecasts for both years are unchanged, while broiler production for 2015 was lowered from last month as growth in the number of eggs set and chicks placed has slowed. Weaker forecast broiler prices are expected to limit production growth as well, but no changes were made to the 2016 production forecast. Turkey production was raised for 2015 based on hatchery data. Egg production for 2015 was lowered based on second quarter production, but no changes made to the forecast for the remainder of 2015 and 2016. Now, when it comes to exports, beef exports were lower for both 2015 and 2016 on the relative strength of the dollar and expectations of weak demand. Beef imports were raised on strength and demand for processing grade beef. Pork and broiler imports and exports are adjusted to reflect June trade data, while the turkey export forecasts were reduced for 2015 and 2016 as supplies remain light. Now, when it comes to prices, cattle for 2015 and 2016 have actually been reduced from last month due to weaker demand. Hog prices were reduced for 2015 as supplies are large right now. Broiler prices were lowered for both 2015 and 2016 on competition from relatively lower red meat prices. Turkey prices for 2015, though, were raised from last month due to tighter supplies. Egg prices for both 2015 and 2016 were raised from last month on tight supplies and prices to date. When it comes to dairy, the milk production forecast for 2015 was unchanged from last month, but weaker milk prices in late 2015 and 2016 result in lower production for 2016 than what was forecast last month. Exports have been reduced as competition in world markets is expected to be robust in both this and next year, as relatively strong domestic demand will likely encourage increased imports. Stocks at the end of 2015 are forecast higher than last month as a result of increased imports and reduced exports. Skim stocks for the end of 2016 are also forecast higher than last month. Now, large domestic supplies as a result of increased imports and weaker exports are expected to pressure product prices this year. Forecast prices for butter, cheese, non-fat dry milk, and whey are lower from last month. Price forecasts for 2016 for cheese, whey, and non-fat dry milk are reduced. However, domestic demand strength and expectations of milk will flow away from butter and non-fat dry milk production in 2016 do support an increase in the butter price forecast. Non-fat dry milk prices are expected to be pressured by continued competition in international markets. And the Class 3 and Class 4 prices are reduced from last month for both this year and next year.